بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله أنزل من السماء ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها، إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يسمعون.
Verse number 65. Allah sends down rain from the direction of the sky, with which He revives the earth by taking out vegetation from it after it had been dry and arid. And the sending down of the rain from the direction of the sky and in taking out of the earth vegetation by means of it is a clear sign of Allah's power for people who listen to the words of Allah and ponder over them.
وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين.
Verse number 66. There is a lesson for you to take, O people, in camels, cows, and goats. We give you to drink from their udder's milk that comes out from in between the waste that stomach contains and the blood that is in the body. Despite this, it comes out as pure milk that is tasty and pleasant to those who drink it.
وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون.
Verse number 67. There is a lesson for you in the provision we give you from the fruits of date palms and grapes. From them, you make intoxicants that affect the mind, which are not good. And you also take from them a good provision that is of benefit to you, such as dates, raisins, vinegar, and treacle. In this there truly is a sign of Allah's power and favor to His servants, for people who use their reason, for they are the ones who take heed.
وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ.
Verse number 68. Your Lord, O Messenger, inspired the bees and guided them, saying, Make homes for yourselves in the mountains, in the trees and in the structures and shelters that people build.
ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون.
Verse number 69. Then eat of all the fruits you desire, and go along the pathways that your Lord inspires you to take that are made easy for you. From the bellies of those bees emerges honey of different colors, such as white, yellow, and other colors, which contains a cure for people that they can use to treat their sick. Surely in such inspiring of bees and in the honey that emerges from their bellies, is a sign of Allah's power and planning of the affairs of His creation for people who reflect, for they are the ones who take heed.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا إن الله عليم قدير.
Verse number 70. Allah created you without a precedent. Then He will cause you to die when your term of life ends. The lifespan of some of you will be extended to the worst stage of life, which is the severe old age. When a person will no longer be anything of what he used to know. Allah is knowing, and no action of His servants is hidden from Him. He is powerful, and nothing can overpower Him.
والله فضل بعضكم على بعض في الرزق فما الذين فضلوا براد رزقهم على ما ملكت أيمانهم فهم فيه سواء أَفَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ
Verse number 71. Allah, may He be glorified, has given some of you preference over others in the provision that He has granted you, and has made some of you rich and others poor, some of you leaders and others subjects. Those whom Allah has given preference in provision are not willing to pass on what Allah has given them to their servants, so that they become equal partners in the ownership thereof. How then are they pleased for Allah to have partners from amongst His servants, when they are not pleased for themselves to have partners from amongst their servants, who are equal to them? What injustice is this, and what rejection of Allah's favors can be worse than this?
والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة ورزقكم من الطيبات أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله هم يكفرون.
Verse number 72. Allah has made for you, O people, spouses from your species whose company you can enjoy. He has made for you from your spouses children and grandchildren, and has provided you with wholesome food, such as meat, grains, and fruit. Will they then believe in false idols and statues, and reject Allah's innumerable favors and not thank Him by having faith in Him alone? Beneficial points. 1. Allah has kept for His servants in the fruit of the date palm and grapes many benefits and advantages, such as the good provision that the servants can consume fresh and ripe in the present or the future in the form of food or drink. 2. In the creation of tiny bees and the delicious honey that comes out of their bellies with different colors, in accordance with the various lands and pastures, there is a sign of Allah's complete care and kindness for His servants, and that no one besides Him should be divinely loved and called on in worship. 3. One of the great favors of Allah to His servants is that He made for them spouses that they could find comfort in, and He made from their spouses children, who are the coolness of their eyes, who serve them and fulfill their needs, and from whom they can benefit in numerous ways. 4. In the verses there are an indication towards the permissibility of utilizing milk for drinking and other purposes. 5. In the bee, there are many benefits for the trees and plants themselves and for man as well. Likewise, in honey there are benefits and a cure for man.
ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لهم رزقا من السماوات والأرض شيئا ولا يستطيعون.
Verse number 73. These idolaters worship besides Allah idols who have no power to provide them with any provision from the heavens or the earth, and they will never be able to do so because they are inanimate objects that have no life or knowledge.
فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 74. So, O people, do not make similarities for Allah from these idols that do not benefit nor harm. Allah has no likeness that you can associate with Him in worship. Allah knows the attributes of majesty and perfection that are His, and you do not know that. And as a result, you ascribe partners to Him, and claim that your idols are similar to Him.
ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء ومن رزقناه منا رزقا حسنا فهو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا هل يستوون الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
Verse number 75. Allah, may He be glorified, strikes an example to refute the idolaters, a bonded slave that is unable to do anything, and who has nothing to spend as compared to a free person, to whom we have given from our side lawful wealth, that he uses as he wills and spends from it secretly and openly as he wills. These two men are not equal. How then do you make Allah, who is the owner of everything, who spends in his dominion, and does what he wills, equal to those powerless idols? Praise be to Allah, who is deserving of all praise. Rather, most of the idolaters do not know that Allah is single in His divinity, and that He alone deserves to be worshipped.
وضرب الله مثل الرجلين أحدهما أبكم لا يقدر على شيء وهو كل على مولاه أينما يوجهه لا يأتي بخير هل يستوي هو ومن يأمر بالعدل وهو على صراط مستقيم.
Verse number 76. Allah, may He be glorified, strikes another example to refute them, which is the example of two men. One of them is mute and cannot hear, speak, or understand due to his deafness and muteness. He is unable to benefit himself or others. He is a heavy burden on the one who is in charge of and looks after him. Whichever direction he sends him, he brings no good and does not attain the objective. Can the person whose condition is like this be equal to the one who is sound of hearing and speech, and who is of benefit to others? He instructs people to be just, and he himself is upright. He is on a clear path that has no confusion or crookedness. How then do you, O idolaters, equate Allah, who possesses the attributes of majesty and perfection, with your idols who cannot hear or speak, and who cannot bring any benefit or remove any harm?
وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Verse number 77. To Allah alone belongs the knowledge of the unseen of the heavens and knowledge of the unseen of the earth. He has the exclusive knowledge of that as opposed to anyone of His creation. The coming of the hour is only known to Allah, and the speed of its coming is only like the closing and the opening of the eyelid, or closer than that. Allah has power over everything. Nothing can overpower Him. When He intends something, He says, "Be," and it is.
وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
Verse number 78. Allah brought you, O people, out of your mother's womb, after the completion of the terms of pregnancy, as babies not realizing anything. And He gave you hearing to hear with, eyesight to see with, and hearts to reason, in the hope that you may give thanks to Him for these favors that He has given you.
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ
Verse number 79. Have the idolaters not seen the birds that are subdued and designed to fly in the air, because of the wings that Allah granted them along with the lightness and delicate nature of the air? He inspired them to close and open their wings. No one keeps them from falling in the air except Allah, the Powerful. In this subjugation and holding them from falling, there are signs for people who have faith in Allah, because they are the ones who benefit from such signs and lessons. Beneficial points. 1. Allah has kept great wisdom in the distribution of sustenance amongst His servants. He has made some of them rich, some poor, and others middle class, so that the world can be complementary and people can live with one another by serving one another. 2. The two examples in the verses show the deviation of the idolaters and the falsehood of the worship of idols, because the deity that deserves to be worshipped is the one that has control and power to do things, to benefit those who worship Him, and to instruct goodness and justice. 3. The knowledge of the ghaib in the heavens and earth is exclusive to Allah. No one knows it except a prophet or angel to whom Allah gives knowledge thereof. 4. One of the favors of Allah and a display of His power is the creation of human beings in the wombs of their mothers in a state of not knowing anything. Then He provides them with the means of realization and knowledge, which is their hearing, sight, and hearts, by which they come to know and understand.